Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Hey, Tim. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a busy day today. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Ruby. She wanted me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing, but I want to ask you some questions here. So you already have your own website built and everything?
Yes, sir.
Opendoormovers.com. And then have you ever
Yes.
been Google verified?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't seeing your Google business profile. Is it under a different name or just under, is there an LLC in there or something that I'm missing?
Should be open door movers.
Kansas City, Missouri, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You guys ready for this weekend?
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be
Ready
crazy.
for another win.
That's right.
I know a lot of other people aren't, but
Yeah.
oh
As I hear all this rhetoric, on the refs and everything, and I go, I don't know, Patrick Mahomes was pretty darn good long before. You
Yeah.
gotta go back to his college tapes and understand that that guy is just different.
Yeah, well, yeah, look at the other 19s that passed him by too, so
Yeah, well, they're learning the
yeah,
hard way, that's
especially
for
that
sure.
Buffalo.
I don't know, you think Kelsey's gonna keep playing fast this year if they win?
I don't know. I think next year is going to look a lot different. I think he'll probably still
Yeah.
play, but I don't know that. We'll see here probably next month or so.
Yeah, I've seen he's been ramping up in like movies and all kinds of stuff now. He's got like an acting career going on, and I'm like, oh, okay, maybe he's
Yeah.
gonna ride off into the
He's
sunset with Taylor Swift.
got some small time girlfriend too, I heard.
Yeah, some mall time. My daughter just never stops, Oh, I gotta watch the game, sure, yeah. Where's Taylor Swift? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mahomes got that Brady factor, though. I feel like no matter what happens, he'll still be able to grab a group of guys and take them there. Him and Andy Reid.
Yeah, Brady's got his 7 rings, but Mahomes will have his 3-peat that no, I don't think anyone else will ever even touch.
Yeah.
They'll each have their own
Brady's
little
going to be
accolades.
tough. I just,
They'll
the
both be
Eagles
good.
is going to be tough to beat because of the last experience, It's, I don't think it's going to be an easy game, They still got that sour taste of their mouth from last time. And Saquon
Oh
Barkley,
yeah.
he's amazing.
Yeah.
That guy is something
It's
else.
everybody kind of a high scoring game and a battle back and forth.
Yeah.
I think the
Yeah.
Eagles will have a really good game, but I think they'll wear out maybe in the second half.
Yeah. Just like what happened last time. I mean, even Jalen Hurts put like record numbers when he played the Super Bowl last time,
Yeah.
but still managed to figure out how to get a win out of it. So there go those Chiefs. But I understand you were speaking with my representative. I found the Google business profile here. You got 47 reviews, 4.9 star. And to be honest, there's some moving companies in Kansas City that just don't even have the reputation you have. But we got them on the first page because they qualified for it and they got a call like this one day. And so the Google partners are keeping them up there. But
Yeah.
you never looked into this before?
I think I've had you guys before for something.
Let me see.
Because I had a lady that was kind of managing my social media and all that, making posts and making sure things were looking good across all the top 40 or 50, search engines and so forth. So, because I remember having the local splash in there
App.
somewhere. I don't know if it was through that or if it was directly with you guys before. I don't recall, but I remember having talked to you guys before. It might have been through a phone call before or something. I don't recall
Oh
which
yeah.
place. So.
Well, we yeah, I'm looking at the thing, the notes now. I mean, we've been talking to you for years.
Yeah.
We've been trying to do this for you for a long time. There's a guy, Dominic, one of my good friends, he talked to you in 2018. That guy's a millionaire now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he started a vape juice company. Like those, they sell those vape things to the gas stations. And he IPO'd it and sold it for $14 million in 2020.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, I'm out of here, guys.
Yeah. He didn't stick around for some fun, though, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I still see him all the time, too, because, you know, he likes to play golf a lot. I always tell him, hey, you're covering the tee time, right? And he goes, yeah, I'll get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes $20, right?
Yeah, yeah. Some of the places that he likes to go to, you know, he's got a membership at some of these country clubs, too. They're like $150. Yeah. I'm going, okay, you got it, right? Yeah, they've been price gouging ever since the pandemic started, and they've been getting us good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, so, yeah, I mean, they talked to you 2018. That was Dominic, 2018. You were in a contract with a company called Dex Media at the time.
Yeah.
And you said that you wanted to speak with your wife and cancel Dex Media. And Dominic offered you a $249 platinum package. That package is normally about $500 now. And he also offered to build the website for you, but you already have the website. So, you know, I can honor that pricing structure. I could get you that same platinum package he offered you about 7 years ago for $249 month to month, and we could lock in at that rate so that way you keep it for as long as you're with us. But it'd be no long-term contract or commitment, and then there's no other fees there. So you won't have any kind of lead fee, click fee, or call fee, but we'll maintain your entire business profile for you and coordinate with Google. You've already done a great job, and the guys that are up there now that are doing it, they just don't even have the reputation you have. So you'd essentially turn into the number one moving company in Kansas City almost overnight. Because it's like moving pros, a friend with a truck movers, and two men in a truck moving and storage. I mean, none of them have the reputation that you have.
Yeah, some of them are kind of more newer and younger. And
yeah, well, then there are other companies like All My Sons Moving. You know, these guys have been doing it for a couple of years now, and they got like 2,200 reviews, right? Same thing with Pantheon Moving, but those guys are doing a different program. Their program's called Google Guaranteed, and we could do that too, but it's just not as affordable as the local listings.
Right.
I think it'd be better if you're not too focused on getting clients from, you know, further than 50 miles outside of Kansas City. If you want to keep it like right in this area, that $249 will do the trick. But the Google Guaranteed guys, you know, they're spending about $1,000 a month, but they're covering about a 200-mile radius for moving companies.
Yeah.
And they show up at the very top. It says Google Guaranteed next to them with a little green check mark. So it really just depends on what route you want to go with it. But with the reputation that you've built and you already have in the website, you know, this would be like the missing link. You just got to put it in front of the people that are actually looking for it online. You got about a 10-second window to pop up in front of them before they start calling somebody. And so that's what this does, puts you there.
Say I give the green light, what's your plan, your guys' plan of attack and doing all that stuff?
Yeah, so we'll create the account and secure the position, sending the signal to Google. There's a form that you got to fill out. It'd be pretty easy because you're already Google verified. So it's just looking for any changes that might have happened in your company between when you did your verification and now. And then we'd interview you. So on Monday, we'll have a set call where we jump on the line and we'll go over all the services you offer and the area you cover. We just want to make sure that we're listing you for the right things. So that way when the calls come in, they had to type in that service in order to even be able to call you, you know, make sure they're qualified, not somebody wasting your time. But it should be a pretty seamless process because of all you've already have, you know, with your website and your verification. It's just a matter of customizing it and posting. From you, we don't really need much other than to answer the phone calls and keep doing what you've been doing, right? Get good reviews. And if you could do those two things, then money's going to be made.
Yeah. Yeah. You see my name in there many times too. So on a lot of those reviews. So,
Yeah, no, you guys do a good job of taking care of people, and I think that's why we've continued to follow up with you over the last 7-8 years, you know?
Right.
Yeah, because we look at that. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you got a couple of reviews, but they're poor, we don't even call you.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. What financially, what do you need up front? I know you said it's $249 a month. Is there like any other charges on with that or on top of that or just the $249?
Well, they typically have a one-time setup fee. The setup fee that they ask for is usually $299, but you already have so much of the stuff. Like a lot of that money goes towards buying the domain name for the site, and then we provide a year's worth of hosting for the website, but you already have those things. So, I mean, I could reduce that to just a one-time payment of $99. So the initial investment mm-hmm. would be $348 today, but then each month moving forward, it would just be the $249. And then if you want to grow mm-hmm. into doing the Google guarantee, like All My Sons Moving or Pantheon Moving after a couple of months, I could get you fast-tracked into that. But I'd rather, I think this is more than enough right here, to be honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I know what February, so I know February, like, calls come in a little more. March, it picked up a little more. April,
Over the next six months, it's just going to continuously pick up for you. It's just going to get better and better.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I worked at another moving company called Always Helpful Movers for about 4 years, and so mm-hmm. I kind of know the little ramp up that happens, you know, through the winter time and then up into the spring and then obviously the summer when it gets slam packed.
Right.
He was a smaller company, you know, just one owner. We would go from, you know, winter months, maybe on a good week, we might have two or three crews out, mainly one to two. Mm-hmm. Weekends, obviously, Friday and Saturday, we had two, maybe three out on those days. But most other days we had, you know, maybe not more than two for any day. But then we'd ramp up, you know, by summertime, we'd have 20, 25 guys in the office and running 6-7 crews 6 days a week. So each crew was making $1,500 to $2,000 a week. And this was from 2013 to 2017 when I worked there. So, mm-hmm. You know, rates obviously more now. So those daily rates coming in are probably going to be averaging probably $2,000. You know, because on a 6, 7, 8 hour day, you know, it's going to be, you know, 1400 to 1600 anyway. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, no matter how you flip it, the math's going to make sense, you know, because I look at the guys mm-hmm. that are up there now, and they're averaging 2 to 3 calls a day. Doesn't mean that those are turning mm-hmm. into jobs, but they're averaging 2 to 3 calls a day from just being on that listing and people calling them. So, you know, even if you're just capitalizing on a third of what's coming through, it's pretty significant from a return on investment standpoint.
We had, for a while, it was just me and the owner kind of taking the phone calls. But then 2014, we added another guy, like the spring. And then at some point that summer, I think we had a third guy as a manager. So we had, for 3.5 years or so, three of us managing plus the owner, so four of us taking phone calls. Hmm. So, and we, you know,
might,
for
might
every now
do
and
that
then,
again. If you guys want to capitalize on them, you know, because I'm sure there's going to be more than enough phone calls for just one or two guys on a regular basis. Yeah.
Yeah. And
but we do have a pipeline to help keep track of them all, too, though.
Yeah, two of us might stay in the office, or maybe one of us, depending on the day, and then, like, at least one of us going out and doing, you know, the in-home estimates. You know, we might do 3 or 4 on a day on average, and then get maybe a couple of calls throughout the day to come look at something else, too. So at least one or two of us were out almost every day doing estimates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we do 30 to 40 a week easily.
Wow.
Between three of us, so.
Yeah, so I mean, there's definitely room for growth. I mean, who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe after a month or two of this, you guys do want to do Google Guarantee. You know, I'll definitely offer that to you. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to make sure that you're at your max capacity and whatever that is. You know, I mean, if it means we have to expand outside of 50 miles, do like the 100, go up to 200 mile radius. That's large. And as long as you guys have all the appropriate documents that are required, cross state lines and everything, and shouldn't be a problem.
Yep. Okay.
We'll get you there. But I think this is the best starting point. I like to start small, get to know each other, kind of show and prove what we could do on a month-to-month basis before we start throwing bigger dollars at it. Yeah, at least that way, when we expand, we already have a plan of attack on what works for your business specifically.
Okay.
So I got to create the profile here. It's not just as simple as taking a payment, so I got to verify your information. I have a lot of it already because of that Google business profile, but your name's Timothy, and it's Netzy?
Knightsy.
N-E-I-T-Z-E-Y?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I'm telling you, we've talked to you quite a few times. opendoormovers@gmail.com is your email address?
Yep. Correct.
Okay. And this phone number is the same phone number that's on your Google business profile. Still the best line for us and your clients to contact you?
Yep.
Okay. And then the 11517 Delmar Street, is that still a valid street address for you?
No, actually, I got divorced a couple years ago, so my ex-wife lives there still. So, yeah, I live at 93.
We don't want to tell her about this money. Hold on. Let me change this.
As long as my child support's getting paid, I don't think she cares. So.
You're good, yeah. they always, oh, man, that's a different, I hate even talking about, that's like a bad word to me, child support. What's your new address?
9313 Farley, F-A-R-L-E-Y Avenue.
Okay, like Chris Farley.
Kansas City, Missouri.
I got it. Okay. 64138?
Yep.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, I'm paying just shy of $1,000 a month right now, so.
It's an extra mortgage?
Yep, right.
I know, but I never understood that because, I mean, I imagine you're probably still a pretty active father, too, you know, and it's like, aren't you already paying for stuff when you see them? And, you know, I never understood why we pay the women to, it's like incentivizes them to get into a divorce, you know. I never understood that system.
Yeah, it's definitely rigged against men and for women.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and I think that's part of the problem, you know. It's like there's an incentive there for the women. If you're ever tired, you can still get half his money and go sleep with somebody else. Like, it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
It's a nasty topic. My brother's gone through it. He's got two boys, and, you know, it's been a nasty process. They've even tried to come get him. I've lent him money before so he could pay it off, you know. So.
Yeah.
Not even just affecting him, it's getting into other family members at this point. All right. I got your profile created here. We're going to want to interview you on Monday. What would be the best time on Monday to do your interview?
I'm a bit busy in the morning. I should be free, let's say noon.
Noon, okay.
Sometime after 12 o'clock.
Okay. I'm going to schedule you between 12 and 1 on Monday the 10th. Okay, I'll shoot you a text message. Do you text message?
Yep.
Okay.
Same number.
Okay. All right, I'll shoot you a message about 1 hour before, just so you don't forget over the weekend. I know you probably will if the Chiefs win.
Yeah, well, I'll be having Super Bowl hangovers Monday.
That's right. Me too. Hey, you remember me? What a game. Oh, man. I'm looking forward to it. Okay. But, yeah, I'll send you that text, and then I'll also send an email reminder, too. I'm going to set one for both of us, so that way neither of us forget.
Okay.
All right. And then how do you want to secure the first month's payment of the $348?
Let me see it. I'll probably have to give you my mom's. I was in an accident back in December, and the car got totaled. The car was in her name, so she got the check. So she's got some of the money. Mm. So I'll probably
You're a very smart man. That tells me right there when you tell me that it was in your mom's name, because that's
yeah,
how
well,
you
the car
do
was
it.
The car was my stepdad's,
mm-hmm.
And I ended up getting rid of the vehicle that I had. I had a minivan, and so unfortunately he passed away almost 3 years ago to COVID. So,
Jesus!
He just let me keep the car, so.
Yeah.
So it worked out. So
there was a famous soccer player who did that, though. You know, he got with this real pretty lady. She was like a supermodel, and she tried to divorce him a year after. And she, when they got to court, she got nothing because he had everything in his mom's name, everything. So he technically owned nothing. He was broke.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, what a loophole in the system. He got her good.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I might have to start doing that. No, my lady was about 6 years younger than me. So people say, what are you doing in here with your dad? Don't worry about it. Yeah, I look 10 years older than I am, and she looks like she's about 4 years younger than she is. She looks about 21. But yeah, as long as you're an authorized user on this account, Tim, that's fine. I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing, and then you'll sign off on it that you have the authorization to use it. So,
okay.
Should be okay.
You need it now or do all that on Monday?
We need it now just to secure that spot, and I'll send you the receipt and all the paperwork, and then Monday we'll do the client interview.
Okay. Give me 1 second here.
Okay.
She is actually not here right now. Can you call me back first thing Monday morning?
I could. It's just, yeah, my only concern is just that they've called out a couple of people and sent out some emails, had conversations like this throughout the day, and all it takes is one of those guys to say yes and take it from us. I know the last time we called you was the last time there was an opening for the area, and that was July of 24. So sometimes it takes a long time if all the local listings are taken, then we can't just sign people up for it. You know, there has to be a business has to move out of this area or discontinue or relocate before we could even have this discussion. I think that's why you have those long gaps between phone calls from us. You know, prior to that, we'd worked with a guy clear from 18 to 24. So he had ran it consecutively for 6 years. So I don't like running that risk of somebody else grabbing it. You don't have a different form of payment that you could use just to secure the first month's payment, and I'll send the invoice receipt in the outline of the agreement with the business name on it, so you could still write it off as a business expense later?
Let's see here. I'm looking at my cards here.
Yeah, because we could always change it later if you need to. Once you have it, they can't take it from you unless you discontinue it yourself. It's crazy because we have notes in here when we spoke with you in 2018, and then you said call it July 2018 that you wanted to do it, and you were getting rid of Dex Media.
Mm-hmm.
And then literally they had signed somebody up, so we missed that spot, and then it took 6 years before we reached back out to you again. We missed that one, and July 24 or 2024, and then here we are again, almost 7 months later.
Okay, let me give you this one here.
Okay. Now, does this one have your name, business name, or both?
Yeah, this is actually my business debit card. So.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a lot, but I've got some on there. So.
Okay. Yeah, well, if it's not in there, it'll let us know.
Yeah, it's been there for sure right now, so.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you.
All right, 5190.
5190.
5501.
5501.
0004.
0004.
1402.
1402. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0227.
0227, and then 3-digit code on the back.
598.
Okay. Now I want to ask you, is the billing address updated on this one to the Farley Avenue?
Yes, it is, yeah. Yeah, I've been there for quite a while, man.
Oh, okay.
We went through the separation in 2018, 2019.
Oh, wow.
That was going on, so yeah.
Was it a bad one, or was it kind of like mutually, hey, let's just go about our way?
I tried to make it work, but she didn't want it, so I tried to fight as long as I could, as much as I could, so.
Yeah, you guys got kids?
Yeah, the four, we lost our first one in 2009.
Oh, gosh.
He would have been 16 this coming March, so.
I don't want to get too personal here, but how did that happen?
It was a sudden loss. It was unexpected. He was full term. I worked for the Kansas City Water Department at the time, so I had full 100% coverage. I think maybe the whole pregnancy I might have spent $100 or something, or $200, but not more than that for any appointments, because the city had really good insurance for us, so it worked out. So we were pre-registered at the hospital. And our doctor was at one hospital on the Missouri side, and the one that we signed up because they had more full-term coverage was on the Kansas side. So that way when we got to the hospital, we didn't have to worry about paying anything. So we pre-registered, so we signed, pretty much had most of the paperwork, just, you know, one or two papers to get there. So when I was working, my mom was with my wife at the time, and she was having the labor pains. So my mom took her to the doctor to go check on her to see how everything was. And I got off work, met up with them, went over to pick them up, and then went over to the hospital to go get checked in. He said everything was fine. Get over there, the nurses put the baby monitor on. And after, you know, she put the nightgown thing on and stuff like that. So the nurse realized the heartbeat was up and down. So this had only been like maybe 20, 30 minutes time frame from the time she left the doctor's office, the time that we got over to the hospital.
Wow.
So they figured that the umbilical cord was maybe wrapped around the head and neck area, which happens more than we think it does. So.
Oh, yeah. That happened to my son.
Huh. They called the doctor. He rushed over there with his son. They were working together. Both he and his son delivered all four of our kids, which is kind of nice. So they had to do an emergency C-section, so they had to knock her out, my wife, so she was asleep during the time. So from the time they administered the anesthesia to the time that they got our son out, from going into surgery, he had a heartbeat. When they got him out, 9 minutes later, there was no heartbeat. So,
oh, my God.
What they figured out, obviously, when they pulled him out, is that the cord has tied in a knot.
Yeah.
Cutting that blood flow through the cord. So,
God.
So more red than anything else. So it was just, that's why they call it just a last minute thing.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing underwater jump rope. You know, we got it, you know, got caught in some weird, twisted way, got tied in a knot. It was really weird.
Yeah, my son was breached. He had an issue like that. He was breached, and they had tried to, like, over the course of a few weeks, try to move him around to get his head to come down. And they got him turned around, like, the last ultrasound, and then something happened during the process. My wife had him naturally, and she was pushing him out, he's crowning, and then you look at the screen, and his heart rate's just dropping. And they're, oh, no, 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 you know, and they already just sat there and froze and looked at the screen because we thought his heart was just going to stop. And it got so slow at one point, and then it picked back up, and they started moving faster, like, hey, if we don't get this kid out here, you know, in the next 15 minutes, we're going to have a big problem. And so my lady, I remember her just looking at me and just the most fearsome, unhumanly scream and push I've ever seen, you know, to save his life. And he came out, you know, she heard him and looked at me and was just like, okay, I'm going to get him out now, you know, and it was something else, but it scared me because that time it was just us. It was in the middle of the pandemic and they weren't letting anybody else come in. So it's just me and her in this hospital room with all these doctors, you know, they didn't have any family there. We didn't, her mom, none of that. And they'd taken him out right away, and they didn't let us see him for a while, you know. They let me cut his cord, but after I cut his cord, they grabbed him. Three different doctors ran off into another room. They were sewing her up, and they wouldn't let me see him. They were like, oh, we got to get him going. And then I hear him screaming after a while. Mm-hmm. It took a bit, though, but it was a scary situation. Mm-hmm. And when he first came out, the umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck and then coming down to his belly button, and it was going back into her. It was like it literally came up, wrapped around like a noose, and it was just a scary situation. He was all purple. I thought it was because of the oxygen. They said, no, I mean, babies aren't breathing in there anyway. He just came out purple. But that's the scariest day of my life. Best day of my life, but scariest day of my life. I was just like, man, I would rather, you know, with your kids, it'd rather be you, you know, you feel like, than go through that. So I'm sorry that you had to go through that, and I know that I'm a believer, so you got somebody waiting for you on the other side. I don't know.
No,
I don't
know if you believe in
that, but you know, you got a whole eternity to look forward to with the new face. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. That's probably the main thing that kept us together. So knowing he's with the Lord, because our doctor tried to sweep the membrane to induce labor the week before, but he said the membrane was too far up, so he couldn't reach it. I'm like, well, you know what? God will allow this baby to be born when he's ready for this baby to be born. And then a week later, that's what happened. So it's like, I speak for myself. I can't truly fully speak for my wife, because, you know, I think that really hit her hard, and I think she still hasn't fully dealt with it, obviously. But
You never do.
And I don't blame her, but still, you know, we had a church family. We had my family. She had a couple of brothers here because she's from Kenya.
We
had a lot of help. We had a lot of support. Church, our pastor, helped us cover a lot of stuff that we didn't have money for. They did a separate tithing thing at church for us. We had no idea about Like if we had a lot of bills racked up, there, my brother told me, because he was part of the church leadership, he said, there's plenty of money. If there's anything you guys need help with, the church has got it covered. So,
you got big babies, huh?
Yeah, they're beautiful, so.
Yeah, let me find out you got the next Pat Mahomes over there.
I don't know, my kids are getting pretty tall.
Yeah.
So we have two boys and two girls.
Right on.
So we went boy, girl, boy, girl, and there's like, there's no way we could have planned that. And it's pretty cool because we picked, before we had all four of our kids, we picked four names, and we picked two boys' names, and we picked two girls' names, and God honored each name that we had.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's how my mom did it, too. So we had my oldest brother, Robert, and then I have a sister named Destiny, and then I'm John, and then I have a little sister named Eternity. So I don't know why with the girls, she got so fancy with the names, and we got Robert and John. But, boy, girl, boy, girl, like that, you know, it was like, and we each had one to look after, so it's pretty cool. I got a younger sister, an older sister, and an older brother. I'm the second boy.
Yeah. We named ours, actually my first daughter, she's the older one now. She just turned 14 last week, and she's the one I got to watch out for with the boys. And she's a little cutie. So I got to do what I can to protect her and love her and make sure she gets
that
love at home.
Yeah, my niece is like that.
Yeah, I gotta be a father too.
Redhead with freckles, and her husband is African American, and their kids are beautiful. They get like this curly, almost reddish hair, and they still got colored eyes and like a light complexion, freckles, tan. Yeah, they're just so beautiful. Every time we go somewhere, everybody, oh my God, your babies! We take them to play basketball and stuff, and then, oh, your daughter's so beautiful. Get out of here. I always tell her, you ever got a problem with boys, you call uncle. Yeah, I'll be over there. You know, dad's already big and scary, though, too. So I'm sure he's going to be fine. But,
we named our kids Azalea, Caden, Jaden, Azalea, Caden, and Aaliyah.
Wow. I love that Aaliyah, too. That was a very famous musician.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Yeah. That's beautiful. Well, man, you got me teary-eyed here thinking about the baby. But other than that, I'm glad everything else is going well for you. You should have some confirmation messages that came through. I had actually set everything up while we were talking, so I was multitasking here. There is a Google verification form. Your business already has a great reputation, and it's verified. I knew the address is different, though. So I do need you to fill out that form. They're going to send you a postcard in the mail called a PIN verification letter. Should take about 3 to 5 days to get to you there. I think you've been through that process before. So we'll need that just to update the address, and then I could always hide the address if you don't want that displayed.
That's fine.
Okay. But we want to get it updated though, so that way they're not sending anything over to the old address, and there's no discrepancies there. So fill out that form as best you can over the weekend. Try to get it done before the game starts. That way we don't lose you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I will, guys.
Okay, and then there's the outline of the agreement there in writing, so you have everything in black and white, and there's also a username and password for a tracking system. And we have an app that you could download, but we'll walk you through that on Monday. Just want you to focus on signing that form and filling out the Google verification form. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have my number there. It's attached to every text and email that you get from us. We also have 24/7 customer service, so even if I'm not in office tomorrow, we always have a live representative that can help you or answer some questions if you need help.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up, say go Chiefs. You have a great weekend, and on Monday we'll be celebrating a Super Bowl victory and putting you in position to make some more money.
Sounds good. It could be like Andy Reid with that one commercial that says, go Chefs.
Yeah, he can't spell. I love Andy Reid. I love all those State Farm commercials. He's eating Patrick Mahomes' food. Yeah, that guy's like the uncle I never had.
You know, he loves it too. So.
Yeah, he's the man. So go Chiefs. So I'm hoping we're celebrating a Super Bowl on Monday. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Repeat. That'd be the first time in history. Well, so hopefully we witness history.
I'm sure he's like, as long as I get fed, I'll do it.
Yeah. He seems like that kind of guy. It's so weird. I have a hard time imagining Andy Reid with millions and millions of dollars because he has millions and millions of dollars, you know? But he just seems like one of those guys. Like, he's probably worn the same shoes for the last 6 months. Just a real easygoing guy, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't care too much. Can buy anything but doesn't want anything. Just give me some food. Watch football.
Yeah.
All right, Tim. Well, I'm going to let you get to your weekend here. I got some work to do on this account, too. I got to run across the street so we could get your verification in the mail ASAP. But again, you have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.